Dear Abbas, a narrative of love composed for you.
They attacked anywhere?
Yes, but nothing's been officially announced yet. We want to know how substantial their movements are going to be and with what purpose they are getting prepared.
So we need to prepare a flight team.
You pick a co-pilot and a crew.
Are we going to take offensive action?
Not for the time being.
Justifar Amiri Bakhtiarzadeh.
Gojastifar doesn't currently have permission to fly. The orders have come from up top.
Forgive me for asking, but why?
We'll talk about this later. Just keep in mind that these actions are top secret.
Yes, sir.
Copy. ashes. What is it?
Babae returned yet, please?
You are?
My name is Marley Hay. I'm his wife, sir.
Yes, of course. Hold the phone, please.
Thank you.
Well, well. Hello there, Miss Marley Hay.
A bus? Where in heaven's name are you?
I'm standing at attention waiting for Miss Heckmatt's orders.
I'm not in the mood for your jokes at all, Abbas.
I'm sorry. Are you well? Are the kids okay?
Yes, they're fine. I've been worried sick since you've been gone. Couldn't you have given me a call? You really could have called at least a bus.
I swear, if I could have, I would. Believe me, I haven't had a chance. Just be patient and I'll try to come home tonight.
Take care of yourself, okay?
You too. And take care of the kids. Goodbye.
Bring it in, Clay. What is it, darling? What is it? Play with your brother and I'll be right back.
I already apologized to you, Marie.
I'm such a fool for dragging myself from city to city for you, Abbas. You don't even trust me enough to tell me anything. What's the use when a husband and wife can't trust each other? Tell me.
Whoever said such a thing, Sugar Plum? I swear, on the lies of these two kids, there's no one in this world I trust more than you.
Right. That's why you left without saying a thing. Even now, you're not telling me anything, Abbas.
So now you're making dinner? I don't want to eat. I want us to have some tea and talk to each other. I've really missed you. I haven't seen you for 3 days. Malia, just look at me. Come on, please. Let's have some tea together. Here you are. You're tired, I know. You were worried. I'm sorry. I'm a military man. There are certain things that have to be complied with in military life. What can I do?
Did you just become a military man right now, Abbas? Up till now, you've always joked and played around with your colleagues, right? What's happened now? Tell me.
Till yesterday, things were very different. Now we're in completely new circumstances, which we've never experienced before.
What circumstances? For God's sake, tell me what's happened to us.
Trust me and don't ask me anything. Nothing's certain yet, but when the time's right, then I'll tell you.
I can't accept that.
Just pray. In a few days, everything will become clear. Daddy's little birds! Daddy's little birds!
Hello.
Hello, darling. I love you so much.
It was at that point that I realized the hardships of living with someone in the military. 2 days later, they officially announced that there was a war.
Sit down. Today I've received instructions that we're to prepare for a large surprise attack in which 140 warplanes are to go to Iraq. We're only to target Iraqi weapons manufacturing storage facilities. In this attack, our base's responsibility is to provide air cover for our shared borders with Iraq. We've taken into consideration the use of 3 refueling planes for this mission. The leaders will brief the pilots regarding the mission that I'm instructing you on. Remember that the hopes of the people of our country, after God, are entrusted to us.
You know, I really owe a lot to Abbas. If it weren't for Abbas, I wouldn't have married that beautiful woman, Annie, nor would I have been a pilot.
Said, do you like your profession?
Yes. Why do you ask? Don't you?
I do.
What's with you today? Why are you so down?
The closer I get to my wedding day, the more I have these damn jitters.
Having second thoughts.
I'm afraid I won't be able to make her happy because of my selfishness.
So what's the problem? Don't be selfish.
Man, I'm not saying it for myself. With what's happened and with this war that we're in, if something happens to me, what's that girl going to do?
If you've explained everything to her, there's no reason to be worried, I'm sure.
But it's different, Saeed. Look, man, imagining something and coming face to face with it are 2 completely different things.
Since you dedicated yourself, you know, you have to see it all the way through.
Hello there, Captain, sir. They've contacted from the base and said that you should go there after your practice.
At ease, soldier.
Guys, I wish you'd
thank you. Case.
Saeed, why didn't you come to the briefing?
They've given me some orders.
Discharged? For what?
I don't know. I wanted to go to the commander. I thought you'd come with.
Let me go talk to him myself.
Abbas. Have they finished me?
Let me go talk. I'll be back. Wait.
After the coup d'etat at Rajair base and the termination of our relations with America, there's been a security and anti-spying policy announced. The top brass is very sensitive about this matter, He's a pilot and has access to classified information.
But Commander, sir, I know Sayid Khojastafar very well. We grew up together. There's nothing to be concerned about regarding him. I pledge my guarantee for him.
I wouldn't do that if I were you. For now, just concentrate on the attack with the 140 planes and don't think about anything else. Abbas, the issue of national security is more important than the friendship between you two.
What happened?
It's not just about you. There's been security orders forbidding authorization to fly for pilots who have foreign spouses. Your situation is even more sensitive because Annie is American.
Well, I got a wife and she became a Muslim too. I'll go to Tehran to see the force commander. This isn't a joke.
Now's not the right time to do this, Sayid. You have to wait.
I have to wait? Wait for what to happen? All of you are leaving and I should just stand here and watch. I wore this uniform for days like these. I wore it for these days.
Sayid! Sayid!
Hey, all of them are gone!
Sayid!
Why?
Sayid, calm down.
I wore this uniform for days like these.
Calm down. I understand. Whatever God wills will be.
In that warm and... Sit down, please. In that warm and pleasant weather of... In that warm and pleasant weather... In that warm and pleasant weather... Of... orange coffee for my darling? Here you are.
I don't want any. Thank you.
Okay. Dinner is served, Your Royal Highness.
I'm not hungry. Stop joking, please, okay? I'm so busy now, huh?
What can I do for you, darling? Do you want to listen to some music? Yeah? Elton John? Frank Sinatra? Traditional Iranian music? What do you think?
Oh my God. If only these women would learn when to talk and when to keep quiet. Just be quiet, please. Just be quiet, please. Okay?
Okay.
Quiet.
There's another way out. Divorce. So you can go return to your flying, and I can go back to my family.
Hold on. What did you say? What did you say? Divorce? Shut up and leave me alone. Understand? Do you understand me?
It'll warm you up. Now what's he saying? He doesn't say much. But he's not saying anything has a lot of meaning. He comes up with excuses. He's just like a small child. It means that my nationality is the cause of these problems. Maybe it's better if I go back to America. Don't cry, Annie, dear. Darling, it's not your fault. And Saeed doesn't love you any less than before, I promise. Maybe he's not feeling well now, but he'll get better. If he doesn't fly, nothing will be fixed. Should I tell Abbas to have a word with him? I really don't want to force Saeed to live with me.
Hello.
Hello,
girl.
Daddy.
Well, this little flower. How's Miss Selma feeling, Sugar Plum?
I'm fine, Sugar Plum.
Do we have guests?
Look over there.
Eh? Who's our guest?
It's Aunt Annie. She's crying.
Yala. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing, my dear?
Hello. Hello there, Miss Annie. Thank you for coming. How are you doing? Where is Saeed?
Saeed's at home.
I'm happy you're here.
Annie, dear, have a seat. I'll be right back. Abbas, what's Saeed's situation like right now?
Difficult. Nothing's clear yet.
The poor girl is so very upset. She just blames herself for everything.
I didn't expect Saeed to act like such a child. What's it got to do with that poor girl?
What are we supposed to do now?
Nothing. I'll go take care of him. Did you have dinner?
Not yet.
Let's have dinner, then I'll go talk to him.
Oh, dear God.
The commander says because it's you, because it's you, I'll do you a favor and find you administrative work.
Well, so what did you say?
What should I have said? I told him I'll go and work under my father at the pastry shop. It's better than being humiliated like that.
I understand what you're saying, Saeed. But there's absolutely no reason to take it out on poor Annie. Come on, man. Her family entrusted her to you. They had faith in you to let you bring their girl to a foreign country. Why are you doing this to her? Is she the one at fault?
I didn't spend all this time going through all of this just to sit at a desk. I didn't deserve this, Abbas. I have to be up there. I can't tolerate having a roof over my head. I'm suffocating. I love Annie. I love her a lot. But flying is so important to me. I'm ready to divorce her for it.
That's not right, Saeed. It's not right. It's not like you.
Didn't you yourself tell Malia that after God, your first love is flight, then her? Did you tell her that or not?
Yeah, you're right. I said it. I said it.
What should I do, Abbas? I'll do whatever you tell me to.
If I were you, I'd just think that for now, they're not letting me fly planes. Based on that, I'd come up with proper plans for my life. But with proper thought and care for everything.
So there's no other way?
Maybe there is. Maybe there isn't. Only God knows. I'll do everything I can. I promise I'll do my best. But what I'm going to need is a letter of consent to pursue it.
Letter of consent?
Letter of consent from Annie, Saeed. Now it's up to you to decide. Goodbye.
In my opinion, every person has to be true to themselves. For me to try to use my father's reputation for whatever I want to do is wrong. Yes, Selma, I wanted to know if you ever miss your father. A lot. The older a person gets, the more problems they are going to have.
You're right.
A person likes to have their father beside them. It's true that my mother has not let us want for anything. She took great care of us, but every flower has its own scent. Now, another question. As the daughter of Abbas Babi, what do you think his most important characteristic is? That he was able to have self-control. My father lived in circumstances where everyone was after their own interests and improving their own situations in every way.
Right.
Even though my father had the capability. And he really did.
Yes.
But he tried to control his material desires.
So how much did you see your father?
I didn't see him that often. Sometimes when we saw each other, it was late at night, when I was usually asleep. He'd come and stroke my hair and kiss me. He'd wake me up for my morning prayers. We'd pray together. Then we'd sit down together and read the Quran. My father always read the Surahs and he really liked it.
Look, if it's upsetting you, we can do the interview another time. Salma?
No, it's not a problem.
Look, General Sir, from this point to this point, and from here to here, we've identified all the enemy's radars. With a properly thought out and coherent plan, we can target and attack all the bases in this area.
I see. So you've made your own plans to attack?
Yes, if God wills it.
That's why I asked you to come to Isfahan, so that we could consult with you about this. Captain Babai has a plan.
How do you plan to enter Iraq's soil? Have you thought about that?
We're still evaluating that. There's still work to be done.
Can you tell me with what planes?
Well, of course, the F-14s.
Every rookie pilot knows that the F-14, even though it's the world's most advanced fighter jet, it's not a bomber. You can't fly it for long durations. The F-14 has only been designed for engaging in dogfights.
The plan I'm working on is exactly related to that. General, if you give me 1 week, I'll have the plans prepared for refueling and bombing using the F-14s. Rest assured, I know what I'm doing.
I think it's best we end this meeting and move on.
General, if you'll allow...
I don't think we can put our F-14s at risk based on your unproven plans.
General, we have all the necessary equipment for our plans in our warehouses. All these misunderstandings are because of the inadequate training from the American instructors. We have to do it ourselves. It's the only way.
Using the F-14 for this plan is rejected. If you have any new plans, let me know.